Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Come on, Ron. Jump in.
We should tell our guest, who may not know, that you are a legend in Buffalo, from Buffalo, and a legend in Buffalo.
Jay Skursky from the Buffalo News. Jay, had things gone differently, I might be your compatriot there at the Buffalo News, but I moved to Pittsburgh way back in November of 89. Have you heard that song, the old Buffalo PR song from decades ago?
I have not. That was the first time. Yeah, that was new for me.
You sound like you have the classic Buffalo accent. Am I right about that?
Born and raised, so guilty as charged there.
What part of town?
I grew up in Lewiston, and I live in Amherst now.
That's where I grew up, Ron, right in Amherst. Bink and Evie still live there, right in Amherst.
His mom and dad.
Jay, let's get to the injuries here. And if you could include even guys who have been out, like Tre'Davious White, or guys who are out for the season, like Micah Hyde, all just a total Bills injury update. Who's in, who's out, among the guys who make a difference, who matter?
Yeah, I mean, how much time do we have? Tre'Davious White, Micah Hyde are two starters in the secondary. They're out. Christian Benford is a rookie. Cornerback who started the first three games, then broke his hand. He's out. Jordan Poyer didn't practice on Wednesday. We'll see if he, you know, participates at all on Thursday. Tremaine Edmonds didn't practice at all on Wednesday. I think he's pretty iffy, dealing with a hamstring injury. Offensively, let's stay on defense. You got Ed Oliver. He has been limited in practice, hasn't been able to get back in the lineup. Jordan Phillips, same deal, limited in practice. Has missed the last couple of games. Offensively, Dawson Knox, their tight end, has been out. They had two wide receivers go down last week. Jamison Crowder is out for the year with a broken ankle. Isaiah McKenzie's in concussion protocol. Jake Kumerow went out before there. I'm sure I'm leaving guys off of this list. I'm just kind of running down the roster right now, doing the best I can, but the point there, I guess, is that it is a lengthy injury report right now for the Bills.
Wow.
Yet you look at the spread in this game, 14 points. The Steelers have never been this big of an underdog. I mean, obviously, the Bills still have a great team with what they have left, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You know, what names didn't I say there, right? Josh Allen, Von Miller, Stephon Diggs, Matt Milano, Greg Rousseau is playing terrific. They still have, you know, especially in the key places, right? The edge rusher, the number one receiver, the franchise quarterback, who, you know, is one of the two or three best players in the NFL. They're healthy in those spots. So yeah, they still have a lot of talent left. This is a Super Bowl contender for a reason. And while the injuries have been, you know, rather extensive, they've weathered them pretty well. I mean, they're 3-1. They lost a game that they probably feel like they should have won down in Miami. And then they came back the next week, staying on the road, and went to Baltimore, a tough place to play against a team that is a challenge to defend, and made a 17-point comeback and ended up winning that game. So I think they're feeling pretty good about their first quarter of the season, going 3-1, and they're just trying to get through these injuries to get back to, you know, back to full health.
I know, Jay, but I also know the mentality there. I was a season ticket holder. I sat in that stadium in the late 80s when nobody was there. We could pee right in our seats, right in the aisles with those aluminum benches in the aisles. And we did actually do that before Jim Kelly got there. And I could feel it in game one. I mean, they were Super Bowl ready in game one. I don't know, has a team ever played a better opener than that? Totally dominant. And I said that night, I was talking to people back in Buffalo, and the mentality already was, we're peaking too soon. Something bad's going to happen. And you know what? Some bad things have happened since then that compromised their hopes. What's the mentality there? Is it pure elation or is it trepidation moving forward? I mean, with the fan base.
Yeah, I mean, I would say right now the scales are tipped a little bit toward trepidation just because they have so many injuries and they don't know, you know, how they're going to get through this. I think the last couple of weeks for the offense in particular, things have been a bit difficult. You know, they've moved the ball. They put up 500 yards against the Dolphins, but weren't able to finish that game off. And then you look last week and they got off to a really, you know, really poor start against Baltimore. It wasn't until the final drive of the first half where they were able to sort of find some rhythm, and then that carried over into the second half. So, you know, offensively, they haven't looked like the high-flying team that they were in the first couple of weeks of the season. I think that, you know, people are going to be anxious for them to get that back. And then right now, they're just so beat up in the secondary that it's hard to even get too much of a read. But when you look at what they've done defensively, even with all of those injuries, because most of the injuries that they've had have been significant ones, have been on the defensive side of the ball. I think Leslie Frazier has done a heck of a job to keep that unit sort of pieced together. And, you know, they've got, not that they're looking past this game by any stretch, but you've got Kansas City a week after this game. We know how the Chiefs are playing. We know the recent rivalry between those two teams with the playoffs and all of that. And then after that, it's their bye week. So I think they're looking right now to say, we want to get to the bye week. If we can get to the bye week at 4-2, that's okay. If we can get there at 5-1, that's spectacular. And so I think this team is really anxious to get there just to try to get some, you know, some healthy bodies back, basically.
You know, I don't know if you were there for the opener last year. I was, and I couldn't believe still the Steelers won in Buffalo last year. You know, big special teams block punt, and they did a really good job against Josh Allen. I'm assuming that has to have grabbed the Bills' attention a little bit, hasn't it?
No question, yeah. I mean, Sean McDermott, you know, on Wednesday during his press conference was talked about that. I mean, I don't think there's any worry at all here or should be any worry about the Bills looking past this game, as I mentioned, to Kansas City. I mean, all they need to do is turn on the tape from last year. And when you look at the standings at the end of last season and where the Bills finished, a game out of the potential number one seed in the conference, every loss mattered. And that certainly includes the game against Pittsburgh to open the season. So I think there is, you know, some revenge, some payback here that need to be on the mind of the Bills, because that was a costly game, and they can't afford, you know, again, this is going to be a tight race in the AFC when you look at the Chiefs and the Ravens, if the Bengals get back into the picture, you know, and you go down that list, and I think there are a lot of teams that right now, you know, nobody has really separated themselves. It looked like after the first couple of weeks, the Bills might do that, but then they've kind of come back to earth here a little bit. So this is a really important AFC game for them, particularly when you talk about where they want to go in the postseason and the goal of having home field advantage throughout the postseason. The Bills can't afford a slip up here.
Man, you're right about that. And even when they were great, I know they went one time, they went down to Miami in the AFC title game and won, but the other three times it was at home. I feel like it's imperative for the Bills to be playing at home in the AFC title game. It's not that they couldn't win on the road. I just think that that particular venue is a huge advantage.
They have not been able to win on the road in the playoffs. They are 3-0 at home under Sean McDermott in the playoffs and 0-4 on the road. That is a significant, big sample size that tells you that playing in January in Buffalo is not an easy thing to do. So that has to be the goal for this franchise. It's been proven over the, you know, the past few years that they have had difficulty going on the road in the postseason and winning games.
We have marveled at Josh Allen here, but we also wonder how long can he hold up playing the style that he plays. You know, I like to say he doesn't look to avoid contact. He looks to initiate it. I mean, I guess that's just the way he plays, right?
It is. I mean, the guy hasn't really missed any significant amount of time in his career outside of his rookie year when he suffered an elbow injury. And I believe that was on hitting a helmet on a follow through of a throw, right? Which is not exactly what we're talking about here. So yeah, I mean, he plays the way he plays, and the Bills have tried to, you know, they talk all the time about, you know, teaching him to step out of bounds and as opposed to getting that one extra yard, particularly when, you know, he's already got the first down or something like that, or to slide, right? Instead of taking on, you know, linebackers or safeties in the open field, just go ahead and get down, particularly when you have the necessary yardage. But I think Allen has at times been a little bit better at that, but you're absolutely right. I mean, the guy loves contact. He loves everything that comes with football, and that includes getting hit. He's talked often about how he needs that first hit in the game to truly feel like he's in rhythm. And yeah, it is a concern. It's an ongoing concern. It's been a concern since he's been drafted. It'll probably be a concern until he's done playing here, the amount of hits that he takes. But he's big, all right? He's built for it. And, you know, in most cases, you know, I'm sure every Bills fan out there right now listening is trying to find the closest piece of wood to knock on it. But in most cases, he's been able to bounce right back up from those hits. He's huge, right? But again, I understand your point completely that, you know, at some point, when does it become too much? You know, the answer, we don't know, I guess, is the best answer right now.
Jay Skursky from the Buffalo News. We can finish this way if you don't mind, Jay. And I know, obviously, these 2 days are the key ones as far as injuries go, today and tomorrow. So this would just be a gut feel on your part. But if you could answer with just an in or an out of this game, in or out, based on what you know right now, Tre'Davious White.
Out, 100%.
Poyer.
Oh, in.
Edmonds.
Out.
Oliver.
In.
The cornerback, the star of the rookie you mentioned.
Out.
Oh, wow. Dawson Knox.
In.
Isaiah McKenzie.
In.
Okay. Ron, anything else for Jay?
Nope. Look forward to seeing you, Jay, on Sunday. It's going to be, I assume it's going to be a typical Buffalo day, probably wind blowing about 60 miles an hour.
No, it doesn't look too bad. It looks like a pretty pleasant fall afternoon. I think temperature is in the 50s. So it's not going to be too bad by, you know, all things considered when you consider the Buffalo weather. I think you're going to be in for a pretty decent day.
I was up there 1 year where it was a December game, and I think Terry Bradshaw was like 1 of 7 for 14 yards. And he'd throw a pass, and the wind would blow it 20 yards from where he wanted it to go. I'll never forget that day. That wind up there just seems to howl.
It does. Even in the early season, September and October games, the wind can certainly be a factor in this stadium. But I think, you know, again, as I said, I think you're in for a fairly comfortable day. And I don't think the weather is going to be a huge factor in this game.
Jay, we appreciate the time. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ron.
They're hurt, too.
Wow. I mean, those are two of the – they're missing two of the best players, three of the best players in the league at their positions. Micah Hyde's out for the year. He said he doesn't think that Tremaine Edmonds – is going to play, and he doesn't think that Tre'Davious White is going to make it back for this game. That's literally three of the best players in the NFL at their positions. They still have playmakers, Von Miller, Poyer, who didn't practice Wednesday, but their defense is going to be severely compromised.
They continue to get it done where the Steelers can't without T.J. Watt.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, they did give up a 9-minute, 93-yard drive late in that Ravens game. That should be a game-losing drive, but the Ravens, I think, screwed it up. But that's tough, man. And that gives the Steelers – I think that gives the Steelers hope to see a defense that could be that compromised going into this game. Not making any predictions yet, but we got to
see how compromised the Steelers
are. How compromised are they on defense?
You know, right. Obviously, we know T.J. isn't playing, but – you know, what about Cam Sutton? What about
Minka?
Terrell Edmonds? What about Minka? Yep.
Could be a battle of the depleted secondaries.
Wallace was limited yesterday.
It's a revenge game for him.
Yeah,
right?
He's got to want to play.
I saw Stephon Diggs said he's looking forward to the opportunity of playing Levi Wallace.
I'm looking forward to catching 10 passes.
Isn't everyone?
For 150 yep. yards and 3 touchdowns.
All right, Folsy. We have Kenny Pickett coming up, don't we?
Yes.
The Pickmaster has spoken, and we're going to hear that, and Ron and I can stop at any time we want. Might have to wait till tomorrow, Ron, to get our look back at our MLB predictions.
Yeah, we had an issue with Steiny when we wanted to stop He had a struggle with stopping it when we wanted him to stop it.
He would stop it in the middle of a guy's
answer.
He wouldn't let it go to the end. And then even after the warning, Steiny did.
He didn't heed
the warning. Hmm. He's not like you, Folsey. Hmm. You agree?
I love Steiny.
Oh, we love Steiny, too.
We have our differences, sure.
Do you have your differences with Steiny? What do you mean?
I mean, like, as a person, I don't have the same, you know, we don't have the same personalities or
interests. Have you ever fought him?
No.
Who do you think would win?
Steiny has the size advantage.
He does have a huge size advantage.
He does have big size.
I would hope I would have some speed, though.
You have the quickness.
Yeah.
Is Folsey harboring some deep-seated rage, Ron, that has never been expressed?
I think he's keeping it all inside.
Especially toward you.
What, he's looking at me when he said that.
I looked at both of you.
He didn't say to you guys. He's looking at me, and he said, especially towards you.
No, I looked at you both.
Folsey, you're you're a nice man. I mean, everybody thinks that. But sometimes when somebody is this nice, I think it may be indicative that they're harboring some rage. Have you ever been in an aggression council where you can express that rage?
I mean, I've been angry before. It's not like I've never been angry in my life.
Yeah.
I still am capable of doing that. Just a, I don't know, self-control thing, maybe?
Maybe. Or maybe we can find a way to express it one day.
I'm sure you're going to needle me until I can freak out on you.
Coming up, the Steelers' new starting quarterback spoke to the media today. Let's take a listen to Kenny Pickett. All right, Nader, let's get right to it. Kenny Pickett spoke to the media today. When Ron or I want to interject, we'll raise our hand. How does that sound?
You're saying today, but the only thing I've got is from yesterday.
No, he spoke yesterday.
Okay. Yesterday.
After practice yesterday.
I was just making sure we were on the same page.
I'm sorry, Folsey.
That's okay.
It's yesterday. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
So, Kenny, does it feel any different?
I mean, obviously, yeah. Going from no reps to now getting reps and haven't had a lot of time with these guys. So, this is real valuable time for me and for them. For all of us to get on the same page.
Right here, Folsey. Haven't had a lot of reps with these guys, trying to get on the same page. Ron, this is a tough deal to all of a sudden be thrown in with guys you haven't practiced with because there was no competition in training camp where you got an opportunity to win the job.
That is correct, but it's the hand he's dealt, he has to deal with it.
Folsey?
I don't like it personally. I thought, as we've said this before, that I thought he should have at least gotten one start in the preseason and should have, at the very least, gotten some practices with the first team.
It is the hand he's dealt, Ron, but I'd say he got dealt a little bit of a raw hand here. Is that the phrase? You dealt a raw deal, dealt a bad hand, a raw
bad,
hand?
Bad dealt hand, a bad hand, yeah.
And a raw deal.
Do you agree with Hokey that sometimes when you got a week to think about it, it may not be beneficial?
Might not be.
He went
I see
in
that
against
side
the
of it.
Jets and just winged it. He didn't have, you know, what am I going to do but play? Now he can think about it all week.
Beneficial for the other team, I would think. For him, though, there are obvious benefits.
Well, getting to work with the first team.
And prepare like he's the guy, yeah.
Well, and maybe it's more time for Matt Canada to get his hands on him, too, which might not be a great thing. Right?
Yes. Folsey?
6-7-2 hours or so been like for you since you went in the game at halftime?
The 24-hour rule, I mean, everything, I try to keep it all, you know, the same. I think the only thing that's different now is obviously, like I said, getting reps. So my preparation, I got into a really good routine talking with Coach Tomlin in the preseason and during the regular season about having a good routine of preparation. When the time comes, I really don't change in terms of that, only the reps change. So I feel good with where I'm at right now.
Kenny, did the ball get distributed where it was supposed to, and did you make the decisions you wanted to?
I did. I was happy with the decisions I made. Obviously, there's always things to learn from. You know, you strive to be perfect, but there's always going to be things you can take away. I feel like I took away the right things, and I'm going to use it going into this week.
Kenny, you guys are walking into this as historic underdogs, looking for underdogs. Your first college start, you guys were also massive underdogs against Miami.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What stands out to you about that win over Miami in college? Is there anything you can kind of take from that college experience and bring it now to pro sports?
I mean, the thing is, it's the attitude in which you go about it. You know, you guys, everyone else thinks we're underdogs. We don't. So, you know, we're going to go in there with some confidence. We know how great we can be when we're detailed and we execute at a high level. So that's something that we need to take care of, you know, during the week or we won't have a shot. So it's the details. It's the little things. You know, guys run at the right depth. I got to be on time, give a great ball. You know, they'll make the plays. The line will protect. They've been doing an unbelievable job all year. So I have a ton of confidence in those guys. So it's really everyone doing their 111, and, you know, we'll be okay.
I found that to be totally innocuous and why Von Miller would say, oh, now don't be, you know, say responding to
right.
that.
Right. Very strange.
He answered it very professionally, I thought. You know, well, you may think we're underdogs, but we have to go in there thinking we can win.
Yeah, I agree. It was very odd of Von Miller to do that. Felsey?
Kenny, last time he went to you, you know, he was looking for a spark. Outside of just, you know, sort of doing your job, is there a way that you feel like you personally can provide a spark to the rest of this team?
I mean, doing my job at a high level, playing with energy, but at the same time, I don't like to get too high or get too low. I know I show some emotion out there. On Sunday, I felt like we needed it, so it was really read the room, read the situation, and fit the kind of leadership style that needs to be fit. So that's really what I'll take from it and be myself on Sunday.
I'll stop it here because that's interesting to me. Because he was saying there, I think that's an extra level of maturity. I think Josh Roundtree tweeted this yesterday as well. The answer there where he says, I don't normally like to get too high or too low, but I showed more emotion because I read the room and I thought we needed it at that moment. That's interesting.
How about little Folsy jumping in and stopping it on his own?
I like that.
You know, he showed a little intestinal fortitude there.
I like that a lot. And I agree with you. Although I think he would play that way anyway, though, wouldn't he? Do you think he showed extra emotion?
The way he answered it was basically him saying that I thought we needed more of that emotion in that moment, so I showed it.
The previous question was interesting, too, where they, at least a reminder to me, his first game, I think there were 2 touchdown underdogs
against
Miami.
I was there at that game. Miami was 2 in the country, I believe.
Yeah.
What did you say to those guys when you got plastered on that 18-yarder
firm? I don't remember, man. I like to have fun. They're all great players. You know, Quinn and Williams, we were talking all game. Sometimes it looks like we're talking, you know, talking smack, but sometimes we're just having fun playing. You know, he's a heck of a player. I like competing against, you know, the best, so I'm excited to go play against one of the best again.
Pitt said that you, as a freshman, you're in the scout team, you like getting hit. They hit with the scout team QBs in practice, and they reminded you of that, and that reminded them of that. Do you remember do you like the contact?
Yeah, I mean, it's always like when you start a game, getting that first shot, you know, you don't know, it just feels good. It just, you know, you're ready to play. You know, I would say on scout team it wasn't the most fun all the time, but I'm competitive and I play, you know, I'm not the nicest guy, so I like to say some stuff. But it's all good. I like to compete. But yeah, I think the first hit definitely makes you feel good and you're ready to go.
First hit makes you feel good unless it knocks you into next week. You know, it's always nice to take the first hit as long as it doesn't hurt too bad.
How about Kenny saying he's not a nice guy? Is that what he said right there?
Yeah. Is he trying to paint himself as the anti-Trubisky?
Maybe.
Is Trubisky? I don't know. We know that Trubisky's regarded as the nicest man on earth. There's got to be something else there. There always is. Look at you, Folesy. Underneath all that niceness, again, I sense rage.
Hit it, Folesy.
There's a dog.
Where does that kind of swagger come from? I guess that's one word that, like, Deontay's used quite a bit to kind of describe how you are, like, smiling in the face of Quinn after he hits you. Like, have you always been like that? Where does that come from?
Yeah, I think it's – I love to play. Like, I mean, I grew up playing defense. I just love to play the game. So I was taught to play that way. I was raised to play that way, and it carried into how I play quarterback once I focused on the quarterback position. So I just kind of carried that aspect of both sides of the ball, you know, from my dad when I play now on offense.
What has the reaction been like?
Defense in the stadium and the challenge after that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a huge challenge. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, we could be here all day talking about how many great things that they do, all the great players that they have, former teammates of mine at Pitt, you know, and Dane and DeMar. Obviously, they're high-level players. So, I mean, we have our work cut out for us. So, like I said, details are what's going to help us win. So, it's something that we need to get ironed out, you know, quickly on offense.
What has the reaction been like from your teammates since you've been named the starting quarterback?
I mean, it's been kind of – everyone treats me, you know, everyone with a lot of respect here, whether you're a rookie that's just getting in, you know, an undrafted guy, whatever it is. Everyone really treats each other with a lot of respect. And, you know, I think you have to earn that. So, it comes with work. It comes with what they're seeing you do. While you're at the facility on the practice field, it doesn't happen overnight. So that's something I want to continue to earn, you know, the veteran guy respect and help us go out and win games.
Sounds like a poised 24-year-old to me. Says all the right things, doesn't
yeah,
he? And
he
not
does.
Necessarily in a Trubisky boring fashion or a Matt Canada boring defensive fashion. He says all the right things.
He's got a
sounds
little
mature.
Yeah, he's got a little life to him. One more, Folesy.
Have you and Mitch had a conversation about this whole thing?
Same.
Have you and Mitch had a conversation about this?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Mitch is one of the best teammates, you know, I've been able to come across. Extremely grateful to have him in this room. You know, I supported him a ton when he was in there, and, you know, he's done the same for me. You know, and that'll continue, and we're definitely great friends on the field, off the field. So definitely someone I'm going to lean on throughout this whole experience, and he's been nothing but great to me.
Are you believing that?
Not necessarily.
Are you believing
that they're great
that?
Friends yeah. on and off the field? Well, they maybe, might be. They maybe, might be. Maybe they hang out together. Maybe they watch film, eat chicken wings,
maybe.
And drink beer together.
But maybe they were great friends until halftime on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they're not quite the same buddies relationship now.
Well, that gets back to that conversation we had of human nature, of right. Mitch. It's not necessarily that you'd be a jerk or intentionally steer Pickett in wrong directions with things you see, but will you give him every bit of information to help? Will you give Tomlin, the guy who ripped you out of the game, probably ended your career as a starter, by the way, are you going to go out of your way to tell him every single thing you see and every single thing you know about the Bills? I don't know. I don't know where human nature takes over from you being a great teammate. Or the ideal teammate. I'm not saying I would necessarily even blame Trubisky.
Human nature is what it is. You're exactly right.
It might be one of those things if he's asked, then sure. But he's not going to volunteer it.
Might be. Even during the game, as a guy who simply has more experience than Pickett.
Yep.
Hey, they're in that coverage there, I notice. You know, I bet you we can exploit this. Are you gonna say that every time? I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't know either.
Would you, Folesy?
I'd like to think I would,
he's a
but
nice
I don't
man.
Know.
He's a great human being.
Say you're in a horse race. You're in your stable. Would you offer the other horses everything you knew if one had gotten to the gate before you, gotten their first race under their belt before you?
No, if I'm directly...
You giving them an apple?
No, if I'm directly racing them, no. I want to be the prize horse.
Well, they were directly racing each other here, and I don't know that the friendship is enduring if there was one. I don't know about that. And then there's little Mason, Ron. Where does he fit into all this? He's always left out, isn't he?
Yeah. I'm still not 100% sure we're not going to see him at some point this year. If he's not traded.
Oh, yeah.
If he's not traded, I will not be shocked if we see him.
Who knows if Mitch might be traded, depending on how things go with him as a backup.
November 1st is the day.
How do you think they greet each other I mean, they see each other, what, 7 in the morning or something, maybe a little later? I don't know. In the quarterback room, do you think they give each other little fist bumps, Ron? You think somebody gets the coffee for
somebody
the crew?
Are they friendly? Rookie gets the coffee and donuts at least once a week.
Is Mitch Strikey as a morning guy?
Do they say the words good morning?
Sure.
Morning, Mitch.
Still got to have human,
morning, Kenny.
Human,
morning.
Human relations. That
morning,
doesn't mean
Sully.
You have to be great buddies.
Yeah.
You still got to be
But do they
polite.
Actually say the words good morning? Do you in your household, do you say good morning to your wife? Like those actual words?
No, I got to think about it.
I don't.
I don't think.
No, we don't say good morning.
No.
No, I, you know, my first, every time I see Joe, I go, hey, Joe. Not necessarily good morning, but isn't that the same thing?
Yeah.
Hey, Sully.
Morning, Sully.
Yeah.
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 I think that works.
Maybe it's just a head nod now. Now
it
it's
might
just
be.
Like a,
so. Well, now, since last week, it's nothing.
I know. No recognition.
Sully's in the middle of all this, too, huh?
Sully.
Luckily, he's a good people person.
The other Sully.
I don't know if he is. I've never talked to Sully in my life.
Me either.
Have you, Ron? This Sully?
The I've Steeler talked to Mike Sully? Sullivan, the Penguins coach, a lot.
This Sully? You ever had a conversation?
Never had a conversation.
I don't think I'd know
I've heard
Sully if he walked in the room.
I've heard he's a very good guy. I've asked.
Yeah? Wonderful man?
A wonderful man.
As nice as Jerry DePaula?
Nah, not that nice. You know, I miss our old horse, horsey boy, Joe Kopp. Still no word on how his football team is doing this year. They must stink, or he'd be bragging. You know that?
They're playing tonight. Hence the music, Ron. It's a battle of horse versus horse.
No, I'm talking about his youth team that he
coaches. Oh, that team. I don't think they're on TV tonight.
I haven't heard anything at all about them. They must stink.
Well, his real team is playing tonight. And it's a horse-on-horse crime, you might say.
Yes, it
right?
is.
The Colts and Bronx.
Pretty big game in the AFC. They all are, because the team that eventually gets in is that third wild card. I would imagine it's going to have 9 wins again. You know? I can't imagine it's going to be much more than that, the way the standings look right now and just projecting ahead. 3 wild cards. I'm going with the Broncos tonight. I think the Colts are horrendous, and I think that Russell Wilson's getting better. And is Jonathan Taylor playing?
Taylor is not playing tonight.
No, he's not.
He's missing the game tonight, the running back.
That's problematic. And the game's in Denver? Oh, yeah. What's the point spread? Anyone?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I'll look
it up.
Falsy, it's a game of horse versus horse. You should know.
I can tell you momentarily.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, Ron. I'm going with the Broncos. How about you guys? It's -3. Broncos by a field goal. Who are you going with, Fulzy?
I got
Broncos.
3.5 on mine. So
I do think Denver's offense, although they just lost Javonte Williams, but they have Melvin Gordon back there as well.
And
now.
Latavius Murray they have now.
They
Did
signed
you see
him?
That? Yeah. Ron, who you got
be,
tonight?
It's going to be tough for Indy there. I'd probably go Denver.
I think Russell Wilson is too good not to come on, and I think he actually started to come on in a rather big way. Ron, tomorrow we can look back at our major league predictions. Would you like that?
Tomorrow is Friday. We got Ray Fittipaldi will be along. Looking forward to that. Find out maybe what's happening. Maybe we'll know a little more about this Steeler intrigue that Jerry Dulac has hinted at.
What happened? Why did Pickett get in that game? Jerry's not buying that it was just
a spark.
Not buying it, he said in his chat, and made a couple of other very interesting allusions
veiled,
to that situation.
Veiled comments.
Yeah. So maybe there's something brewing. We'll be making our predictions as well, looking back at our major league predictions, but also making our predictions for the weekend.
And you know what else is great about this? I love baseball playoffs. There's 4 games every day for the next 10 or 11 days.
Even daytime baseball.
4 games every day.
I used to love to come home after school to a playoff game, Ron. Remember those days?
I do.
Folsey never had those days. He's too young.
He is.
I did have some of those days.
Did you?
Yeah. The divisional series, whenever it gets into the divisional series.
The early games that were afternoon games.
They were great. The Bucky Dent game was an afternoon game. My mom would have ready for me when I got home from school a Waldorf salad. Do you know what that is?
Not a clue.
What is on that? I've heard of it.
Grapes. Her version was grapes, marshmallows, apples, and walnuts, Ron. A little Waldorf salad.
On a bed
salad.
Of salad.
No, just in a bowl.
Leafy lettuce.
No leaves. No leaves, I should say, Fulzy.
Wait, run that by me again. Grapes?
Grapes.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows, sliced apple, and walnuts. It's unbelievable.
Sounded very good. Any kind of dressing on it?
None. No. And I'd watch MASH if baseball wasn't on.
Would you use a fork or is it hand food?
Hand. Pick it with my hand. Yeah.
Pick it.
Pick it.
Pick it. Pick it.
Anything else, gentlemen?
I'd try it.
I feel depressed all of a sudden.
Why?
I wanted the show to keep going.
Wow. We're running out of time. We, you know, this is one of those ones we could have been award winning if we'd have just had a little bit more time.
Ron, Stark Zone tomorrow.
Stark Zone.
We have. That's what one
Faker
of my highlights.
Real?
One of my
Faker
highlights of the week is the Stark Zone.
Have you ever told Folesy that you love him, Ron? I think from one of his sort of role models, that would be important.
I can't quite go there.
Yeah.
Neither one of you can
can't
do it.
Go there. I'll give him a fist bump at the end of the show.
All right. I love you, Folesy.
I love you, Joe.
See you guys tomorrow at 10.
Bye, Ron.
Bye, Ron.
Bad weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal in a new or a pre-owned vehicle and great service, you'll find it at Sun Chevrolet.
We didn't do something.
We will. Some sun, some clouds, and a high of 72. What's cooking?
There you go.
Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.